something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Cornice Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, looking on to Jesus. It actually says, looking away unto Jesus. Looking away unto Jesus. In other words, you've set your gaze on something and you've been looking in that direction. Now the Lord says, look away. You know how to look away? Hey, come on here. Can you look away? Look away. Look away from this place. And I want you all to look at this fan over here. Those of you right here. You know how to look away? Now, that's not the same thing as flashing your eyes like that. You're not looking away. To look away means to carry your gaze. Do you understand? It means something more than a blink. It means something more than spying. It means something more. It actually means carrying your attention as you take away your focus, adjust your focus, turn away with all of your attention. You know, you can look at something and your attention is still over here. You understand? But it says, looking away unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking away means turn away. Forget about what you were looking at. Now look this way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Turn to the word. Meditate on the word of God, because the word of God will cleanse you. I mean, it will purge you. You don't want to get changed. Run away from the word. Hallelujah. But you see, staying in the word of God is the right thing to do. Amen. You want to find yourself growing, developing in the things of God. Turn to the word. Hallelujah. Turn to the word. It'll change you. You know what Jesus said in his prayer in the 17th chapter? St. John's Gospel, while praying to the Father, he said to the Lord, he said, sanctify them, talking about his disciples, he said, sanctify them, he was praying to the Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Then he said, thy word is truth. He's telling us that we can be sanctified through the word as we study the word of God. And it comes into our spirits. You know, the right place for the word of God is the human spirit. Now, when the word of God gets into your mind, it gets into that reasoning realm. And the reasoning realm is hostile to the word of God. It's hostile to the word of God. Now, you are reasoning and thinking, well, is it really this way? Is it that way? Well, I'm going to think about believing it. Maybe I'll believe it. Maybe I wouldn't. Well, I'll think about what I'm going to use it or not. Well, you're reasoning and And the Bible says casting down reasonings. Hallelujah. See, the word of God is not for the reasoning realm. It's for the human spirit. That's the right place for the word. Now, I always tell you, faith is actually the response of the human spirit to the word of God. When the word of God gets into your spirit, can it get there? You say, how does the word get into my spirit? I tell you. Firstly, your mind is the doorway to the human spirit. Your mind. If your mind is blocked, the word of God can't get into your spirit. Your mind is the doorway to the human spirit. Which means the first thing you do when you want the word of God to get into your spirit is to set your mind on the word. For example, what I'm sharing now can only get into your spirit when you focus your mind, your thinking, in line with what I'm saying, without necessarily trying to reason it out, but accepting it as it's coming to you into your understanding. Because the word of God carries in it spiritual understanding. It'll deposit spiritual understanding, hallelujah, in you. In other words, all the fires will come together. You understand? All the fires will come in that program. How many of you get it? You're downloading this program, and it's coming with all the necessary fires. All the installation fires are coming. Are you catching it? And by the time you download this stuff, then you run your setup. If you don't understand that, get acquainted with computers. It's a computer age. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. You get the word of God in you. Get it in you. Let it run through you. He says the word of God is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus comes into a man's life, if he were poor, he would stop being poor. I want you to get this. Now, it doesn't matter how many people preach against prosperity. See, when you're born again, it's too late to be poor. The only way you can remain poor after you're born again is to refuse knowledge. So God says, my people are crushed because of the lack of knowledge. They're crushed. They're brought under. They're made poor. They're oppressed because of the lack of knowledge. Now, what knowledge is he talking about? Spiritual knowledge. The Greek calls it epignosis. It's talking about specific knowledge, no assumptions. It's absolute. It's the revelation knowledge of God's word that comes into a human spirit and just enlightens you and takes you, catapults you into another realm of life. You just know that you know. Hallelujah. And you know, by the time you start living according to that knowledge, people will think you're a booster. That's the way they look at you. Think you're boasting again. Because from then on, you just can't think like you're poor. It's impossible. And you can't think poor. You can't think so. Not because you're struggling and trying to become rich. You just can't think you're poor. You can't think so because you know you're rich. There is a knowing in you. You have come to find out that you cannot be rated by your bank account. You cannot be rated by all the property you got in your house. You just know. You may only have one shed on your back, but you just know you got more than enough. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Conis Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.